Hello.
Hello. You come to just say hello and have a quick chat, or?
Yes. Joe has allowed me to come.
Yeah.
And I wanted to speak a little bit about, you know, sometimes people talk about what are life lessons.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to speak about one, which is patience.
Patience.
Yes.
Yeah,
you all recognize the word.
Yes.
Patience is a good attribute to have in any situation in your lives. By the way, I'm Maggie.
Hello, Maggie.
And I wanted just to have this brief discussion with you about patience. Because as human beings you are, I have to say, one of the most impatient races. And it is good for your growth. It is good to recognize within yourselves what patience can do for you. Not only for you, but for all those associated with you. And I'm sure if I went around this room, you could all be guilty of impatience at some time in your lives. Do you understand how impatience can affect your own being?
Yes.
Although you may be impatient with another person, in fact, it reverberates back to you. You're all being very quiet.
I was just thinking about situations that we get into or come into our lives where perhaps we should be more patient.
Yes.
Certainly judging.
I suppose when I say patience, what I really mean is to step away from the situation and offer it up to spirit to help, which is what you do every week within this room when you ask for help for others.
I think sometimes we're very impatient with our children.
Yes.
And we expect them to do more.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more.
No, and it's not fair. Because children have to be given the space to grow in their own way.
And do remember that they've been here before. They're not always given the understanding that sometimes innate knowledge is there within them.
Yes, sometimes they are smarter than we think they are.
I would say definitely.
Yeah. Very often, because they often have strengths that we as parents don't have.
Yes.
And we may have some things to teach them, but they certainly have a lot to teach us.
Yes, it is a two-way system.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Yes. Yeah. So if you feel like that, you can become more patient just by listening. Yes. It's something for you all to consider. I'm not here to say to any one of you that you must be more patient, because I know you know this. There's no need for me to tell you.
It's good to be reminded of it.
Can you give us any tips on how to become more patient? Because quite often in the heat of moments we can find ourselves being impatient, if not in our thoughts and our actions.
Just to use the breath that you are given.
Yes.
To stop and take in that breath of life, which will help you to understand and be more patient.
Yes.
How many situations can you remember where patience has helped and help you to understand the problems of another.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes glad to think, well, we didn't say anything. We didn't say what, you know, in the moment, in the heat of the moment, we didn't actually say that. Something stopped us.
Yes.
Had we said it, we would have been feeling awful.
And that is the influence of spirit upon you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But you know, there is no need for me to tell you when you are impatient.
But also I think sometimes, you know, if you're very tired or you're stressed over something, you have less patience than you would do if you were completely relaxed.
And that is your responsibility, to be, not to get to the situation where you are so stressed with life.
Mm-hmm.
It should matter not what the situation is, only that you are in control of your own destiny.
Mm.
I suppose it's another little sign that you've lost your centre.
Yes.
A bit when you begin to.
Yes. Mm. When you are impatient or upset with anyone or anything, it is an imbalance. That's what you have to remember.
So it can go. Then you start to go into the negative, and it can kind of lead to anger eventually.
Yes.
So it's.
You are quite correct.
It would be better to walk away.
So, my friends, it is something for you all to consider.
Yeah.
I hear you say not another thing to consider, but we do it only to try to help you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I was just thinking about the people that you might get impatient with. Maybe they're a little bit off centre as well. They're not.
Yes, every situation is different, of course. But you have to realize you are in charge of the body that you have been given for this life.
Yes.
And it is your responsibility for what happens to that body with emotions.
Yes.
Emotions have to be controlled. That does not mean to say you do not feel love and pity and all the other emotions, but you have to understand why these emotions rise and be aware of how you are feeling when it happens. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm pleased to have had this time.
Thank you. We're very pleased you took the time.
Yes, just to remind you gently.
Can I ask a question? I missed what you said, some of it. Are the emotions there?
I am not Salimet.
No, that's fair. Are the emotions already in the body to rise, or do they come from somewhere?
I would say that emotions are part of spirit, which have to be controlled. But of course, as a human being, emotions are part of your human psychic.
I got a feeling Sammy mentioned emotions.
Like yes.
That we were too emotional as on this planet.
You would say that love was an emotion. And I would say to you, yes, it is a powerful emotion. But it is an emotion used for good. Whereas irritability and anger are negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, emotions can be used in many ways.
Yeah.
So just think about those things.
Yes, some people say that it can be good to channel that sort of restless energy into an activity.
Yes.
I can remember my singing teacher telling me once that, you know, if you're ever feeling a bit angry or irritable, you can choose a very strong emotional song to channel that into that energy. And of course, some people like to do sport. So that might be a way to channel it.
Yes, you can use energy for your own good. You can use that energy to help you with illness, with depression, with many, many things. So that is why I would like you all to consider what emotions and all of these things, what it does within yourselves, how it affects the soul.
Thank you. Yeah, quite a bit to think about.
Yes. So anyway, I think I am being called. I have taken.
I'm very glad you came.
Thank you. I am very glad I came to have the opportunity just to talk.
Thank you, Maggie.